أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها ووضع الكتاب وجيء بالنبيين والشهداء وقضي بينهم بالحق وهم لا يظلمون ووفيت كل نفس ما عملت وهو أعلم بما يفعلون وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا بلى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين قيل ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم.
We will now have Zahid Rawat, who has completed the Quran Sharif. He has become a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, so he will be completing it now.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala preserve the Quran Sharif in his heart and in the hearts of all other Huffaz until their dying day. And may Allah Ta'ala make it a means of hidayat for themselves and a sadaqah jariyah for their parents and a means of shafaat for many of their relatives and family members on the day of Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidin al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallam tasliman kaseeran kaseera. The Quran Sharif completion which you have just heard, many a times I have mentioned in such type of khatams of the Quran Sharif that there can be no doubt that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has chosen certain people amongst the ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the preservation of this kalam of his. It's a very great gift. It's such a gift that the Hadith Sharif warns those hafizes who consider anybody else as having more wealth. I'm giving you just the meaning of that hadith. Any person who has more wealth or more property or any other gift of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if this hafiz considers him to be more rewarded and more awarded and more blessed than himself, then he has done injustice to the Quran Sharif. It's a great gift of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At present there is a great desire in the hearts of many, many boys and girls to become hafizes and hafizas, which is a very good sign. There was a time when we had to import hafizes from Cape Town to perform Taraweeh, and now the hafizes have to search for masajid or places to perform even 4 rakats of Taraweeh. So there is a great change in the conditions. However, one fact the hafizes have to remember and the parents also have to remember, that if the parents made so much of sacrifice, especially the mothers, they get up early in the morning, they make sure that the child goes to the madrasa. Sometimes they themselves go and leave them and pick them up. And the parents, the fathers also, they are supportive. So then if you want these children who are hafizes to be real sadqa jariyas on the day of Qiyamah and to intercede, then we have to look at those hadiths of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam very, very carefully. What does Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He says that man qara al-Quran fastazharahu fa ahalla halalahu wa harrama harama adkhalahu Allahu al-jannah. And that hadith goes on. This is not my subject for today, but it says that the person who recited the Quran Sharif then by-hearted it, he by-hearts it, memorizes it, but then those things which the Quran Sharif declares as halal, he considers those things as halal. And whatever the Quran Sharif declares as haram, whatever Allah and His Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam have declared as haram, then these hafizes, they shun all those haram. They have nothing to do with haram in their lives. Then they will be entered into Jannat. And then they will be given the good fortune of interceding on behalf of 10 family members of theirs who were going to go to hellfire. Allah Ta'ala will put them into Jannat because of the hifz of this child. But the condition is that that Hafiz must be practicing on what the Quran Sharif is teaching. If the Hafiz Sahab is just a Hafiz Sahab, Ramadan Sharif time, he makes Taraweeh. But after that, cinemas, theaters, gambling dens, anywhere you find the person, unconcerned, shaves his beard, pants below the ankles, but Ramadan month comes and Allahu Akbar. So this Quran Sharif blessings is not for such kind of Hafizes. Again, if you look at another hadith of Rasul Pak, again Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the same thing. Man qara al Quran wa amila bima fi. The person who recited the Quran Sharif and he practiced on that which is in the Quran Sharif. Then ulbesa walidahu tajan yawm al qiyamah. His parents will be given a crown of nur on the day of qiyamah. And the shine of that crown will be such that if this worldly sun had to be in somebody's home, what kind of brightness you will get, that's the kind of brightness that crown will have, which will be given to the parents. So just imagine what will be the condition of the Hafiz. But again, the same warning, وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِي. He must practice on that which is in the Quran Sharif. Now this is the area that at present is neglected. A person becomes Hafiz of the Quran Sharif, we all get happy, and we should get happy, and we should congratulate the Huffaz. But then the Huffaz must do a favor to their parents and to others, that they must practice on it so that their parents may get the crowns of Noor, so that their relatives and family members may go into Jannat. So we make dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives these Huffaz Ikram the tawfiq to recite the Quran, to understand the Quran, to make amal on the Quran Sharif, and be a means of hidayat and guidance for the Ummat, and also a means and of sadqa jariyah for their parents and others. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اے اللہ اس بچے نے جو حفظ کیا اس کو تو قبول فرما اے اللہ جتنے اور بچوں نے بھی حفظ کیا اس کو قبول فرما اے اللہ ان کے اساتذہ کو بھی تو قبول فرما اے اللہ جتنی محنت ان کے ماں باپ نے کی ان کو بھی تو قبول فرما اللہ جس نے بھی جس طریقے سے بھی ان کے حفظ کی تکمیل کے اندر امداد اور مدد کی ان سب کو تو قبول فرما اے اللہ سب کو دنیا اور آخرت کی دولتوں سے اور نعمتوں سے نواز دے اے اللہ جتنے بھی حفاظ کرام ہیں دنیا بھر کے اندر سب کو قرآن مجید زیادہ سے زیادہ پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اس کو سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اے اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے احادیث شریف کے اندر جتنے وعدے فرمائے ہیں اے اللہ ان تمام نعمتوں سے ان حفاظ کو مالا مال فرما اے اللہ اور جتنی حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے تنبیہ فرمائی ہے ان تمام گناہوں سے اور معصیتوں سے ان تمام حفاظ کرام کو اور ہم سب حفاظت فرما اے اللہ ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما اے اللہ قرآن مجید کو ان کے سینوں کے اندر تا موت بالکل محفوظ فرما اے اللہ ان کو قیامت کے دن شفیع بنا دے ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.